Allie provides such positive accuracy with her intuitive consultations, and she's fun. She has this flair about her that just makes you hungry for more. And Allie is also, she has a web page up that is, Allie, hello, are you on the air? Or is this BBS Radio? Oh, well. Anyway, she has this, she has a wonderful, wonderful website. She has a, hey, BBS Radio. Sorry, guys. I needed to know if I was on the air. I don't know where Allie is, but she'll be here any minute. But she's got this heart just full of love, and it spreads throughout her voice. She's just a wonderful person. She's so gifted. I want you all to forgive me for my voice not being so strong tonight, and I'm not feeling that great. I had a thyroid biopsy today to check to see if I have cancer or not in my thyroid, and they needle biopsied several times, so I'm a little sore, so just bear with me. One thing that I want to say about the intuitive world is that everyone has these gifts very profound within themselves, as well as just this gentle nudging that we all have. There's no reason that we all shouldn't tap into this and share what we learn from one another. The feeling that we have when we share with what we've learned is so profound that it goes beyond measure and meaning. The thing that I would love to share with you now is my guest host, Allie Chesnick. Hello, Allie.
Hello.
You're
can you hear me?
I can hear you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I signed into Skype, and like everybody and their grandmother had me.
Oh, that's
with messages. This is hilarious.
Oh, how are you feeling this week? How's your cold?
Oh, I have to put it out there that I'm getting better, and it's, you know, going to get better, I guess. So I'm getting better.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
so
good.
Do you have are we in a chat room as well? I mean,
I was going to let you talk a little bit while I open that chat room.
Okay. So are we on both stations right now?
We're on Blog Talk Radio and BBS Radio.
Well, hello to everybody on Blog Talk and BBS.
Yeah.
Good evening, darling.
Good evening, darling.
Guess we're a week before Vampire Suckage Week.
What's that?
It's the week before Halloween.
Oh.
Right? Oh, my God. I can't believe how fast this year went.
What do you do, Halloween? Do you love it or what?
I do. I just don't. Oh, do you want me to share my,
my
Halloween?
I just love the little children that run around. It's so cute. And they just thrill me to death when they come up to my house. I can't stand it. It's so precious.
Well, truth be told, one of the Halloween of 2000 and, let me think of the year. No, Halloween, October 1998. It was the first year I got married. And the first Halloween, we had lived in our new apartment. And we were moving in that weekend. And I love kids and I love Halloween, but somebody knocked on my door and then they ran away. And when I looked out through the screen down to the patio, the stoop, there was a paper bag on on fire.
You stomped
on. Oh, yeah. I panicked and I thought, oh my God. And so I went outside and I stomped on it. Oh, yeah.
What is that?
That was the first time I could honestly say that I ended up being full of poop. What was interesting about that for me was I got so mad that I actually called the police.
Oh, my gosh.
And the cops showed up, and all I could tell you was the look on the cop's face was pretty priceless. And here I was covered, you know, from my knees down, full of dog poo. And I of course my family thought it was hilarious, and my kids were like, "You got nailed with the oldest chick in the book." And I said, "Well, I never heard of it until then." So, yeah, that's one of my fond Halloween memories, how I got, you know, how I stepped in flaming dog poo.
Oh, that's so cute. Last year, that is funny. Last year, I left my garage door open by accident, and I have these alarms that go off if you open a door or a window, and I heard my utility door go, alarm, door open, and utility, you know. So I went outside, and it was a group full of, I know there were probably 30 to 35-year-old people standing around at my street. I had a dagger sitting on my box because I just can't stop. It was impulse. I forgot it was Halloween. Everything, because Halloween was over. It was in the middle of the night. I threw that dagger. It landed right in between this gentleman's feet, and he goes, "Boy, she's accurate." And then when I morning, all my chairs had been turned around and moved, and they had a good time, but it was kind of scary, you know. But that was my trick. We have a caller, Judy, on line 2 from Atlanta. Would you like to take the call?
Sure.
Okay. Hello, Judy. You're on the air. Hello, Judy. You're on the air. Judy, Judy, Judy. Well, I guess Judy's not on the air. But,
So, Kathy, tell me, how long have you been doing this work?
This kind of work, being on broadcasting and with BBS Radio, I've been with them since probably 2007. I've been doing this type of work since, well, from when I woke up at age 1 and a half. I've been doing intuitive consultations and with my family members and, you know, just putting it out there, and I started writing back when the internet opened, and so I've got several nicks out there with a lot of my work, and that's how long I've been doing it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, how long have you been doing this work? 20-something years, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've pretty much been doing it all my life, but. You know, I mean, my first recollection of anything is probably back between the age of 4 and 5. And and I always kind of knew stuff, and I was kind of the dear Abby to my friends all through school. And, you know, I had experiences, and my, you know, and I, there were stories, like, you know, I would sit with some, it's interesting, I would sit with my dad in one end of the house, and my mother and my grandmother were at the other end of the house in my mom's bedroom with the door closed having a conversation. And I literally could hear everything that they were saying word for word. And it happened to be on a Sunday, and I remember because Sunday was the day I always watched Abbott and Costello with my dad. And so we were sitting watching Abbott and Costello, and when my mom and my grandmother came out, I laughed at them and I repeated their conversation, and my mother got so mad at me. She's like, "What were you snooping?" And my nanny said, you know, my nanny was Jewish, and she's like, you know, she came up with the expression, little pitchers with big ears. And I said, I didn't snoop. I haven't gotten off the couch. I was sitting with my father the whole time, and my father said, yeah, she didn't move. And my mother's like, well, how did she hear everything? And my father said, I had super hearing.
Oh, thank you.
You know, there were stories like that, and when I was 9 years old, I had my coffee grinds read, my demitasse coffee grinds read by, you know, and I forget what they call the old Arabic ladies all dressed in the black garb, but we were in a, you know, in a Syrian restaurant in Brooklyn, and she had asked my dad if she could read my grinds, and, you know, she told my dad that I had the gift of discernment, and I just knew things. And when I asked my dad what she said, my dad just said that she said I was a bright young lady and I was very smart. And, you know, all the things that a little kid would want to hear. And it wasn't until probably about, I would say probably 10 years ago, I had a conversation with my father, and I asked him, it's like, what did you really say? You never really told me. And that's when he actually told me. And then, you know, we had this discussion on what I do. And you know, my dad wasn't sure whether he believed it or not, or whether he understood it or not. But whatever made me happy made my father happy, so it didn't matter. And then when I was 20 years old, I was pregnant with my son, and I met a Canadian psychic. When I was living in Allentown, Pennsylvania at the time, and I had met a Canadian psychic. I was standing at the mailbox. My son was about, I don't know, a week old. And she looked at me and she said, you know, I had a beautiful aura. And that was the first time I ever heard the word aura. And I had turned around and she had asked me if she could come, you know, over to my apartment and talk to me and whatnot for coffee. And of course, yeah, I'm from New York. Everybody can come to my house for coffee. So she came over, and subsequently we had this discussion, and I told her about all my experiences and the ghosts that I've seen and loved ones that I had seen cross over and in my dreams. And my dreams were always very prophetic as a kid. And she told me in 20 years I'd be doing this work full time, and I laughed at her and I go, yeah, right. So like for 20 years I've been doing it, but not so much out in the public. I was doing it more privately, and I read tarot cards at one point, and you know, and I started with angel oracle cards, and I did the psychic fairs, and I did all that stuff. And then it got to the point where people were calling my house at 3 a.m. for advice, and then I kind of just said, okay, that's it, you know, and I walked away from it for a couple of years. And then when I moved upstate New York, I got involved in a cold case from New Jersey, and that was my first step back into it. So I've been doing it, you know, from the better part of 20 years, but more so out in the open in the public probably the last 10 years. So it's been an interesting journey, to say the least.
I can imagine. It's great when I know that you feel this way as well. When we help other people and we, you know, especially get the affirmations of, you know, what we've seen thus far. We've got a caller. Judy's back online too. Hello, Judy. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you, Kathy?
Hello, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Allie Chesnick is with us tonight.
Thank you for taking my call.
Cheswick. I don't know why I say Cheswick. I don't know why, but I love Cheswick better than Cheswick.
Well, you know, I've been called Cheeslick too, so, you know, what can I tell you?
Got to remember that lick part at the end. Cheswick.
Oh, so how are you, Judy?
Oh, I'm just doing okay. Been wanting to make this phone call to say hello and just kind of getting in tune to what you all are talking about. So just curious how you all...
Okay, when's your birthday? When's your birthday, Judy?
January 13th.
Okay. So you've got a couple of issues energetically going on. Number one, I need to tell you that on the physical level, you're not taking care of yourself physically in terms of nutrition, sleep, exercise, the whole nine yards. You're kind of running on empty. You understand me?
Hello?
Are you there?
You're there,
yeah,
Judy.
Something just happened.
We have ghosts. Hey, it's a psycho show. Hello.
I know. Yay.
Okay, so anyway, but do you understand what I'm saying about that, about your physical energy?
Yes, I understand it.
Okay, and the other thing I want to come in here with is there are some, you know, it's interesting. I was just on the phone with somebody talking about Venus in retrograde.
Recording complete.
And I don't know a whole lot of...
To send your message, press 1. To re-record your message, press 2. To review your message, press 3. For delivery options...
What in the world was that?
I have no idea.
Judy, are you still with us? Judy? Wow.
Oh, my God. This is like Twilight Zone tonight.
That was Seth from BBS Radio said that was on her line, and maybe she was trying to get in and had a, I don't know. We're going to take
Well, I'm just going to put this out there because I want to kind of get it off my chest for her. But her energy, her vibration, her chakras to me are muddied, and she really needs to work on that physical side of herself. You know, I feel like she's got quite a few issues, and one of them is definitely some relationships. And I was mentioning Venus in retrograde, and I don't know a whole lot about astrology, but I kind of feel like even some of her own past relationships have never been severed or decorded or cut from. You know, there's a financial energy there, which a lot of people have right now, and I understand that. So, you know, what I have to say to her, though, is things will get better. And really, around the time of her birthday and forward, she can start looking at things to look up and to really kind of move into an energy that she can live with. I kind of feel that she's her own worst enemy, and her own demons are kind of plaguing her. And it's from an analytical standpoint, she lives too much inside of her head at the moment. She's got a great heart and a great soul, but she just lives in her head too much. So, okay, go ahead.
Well, I was feeling that she's very down. Judy, are you there?
Hey, I was actually Lynn that you guys were speaking with. You have Lynn and Judy on the line, and we just keep getting disconnected, so sorry about that.
Oh, we've got a two-wayer. Oh, yay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear what Allie said about you, Judy? What she was picking up?
I did. Yeah, but she was talking to Lynn.
But she was picking up
Judy.
Both
on the phone with you, Kathy and Allie.
Whose birthday did you give?
That's my birthday. She did give my birthday.
Okay. Well, she's right.
All right. Whose birthday was I given, Judy or Lynn?
Judy.
Okay, then that information I just gave was for Judy.
Okay.
Am I talking to Judy?
You are.
Okay, so Judy, stick with me here for a minute. Lynn, hold on to your panties.
Okay.
Okay, so Judy, do you understand what I'm saying? You're living way too much inside of your own head. You're your own worst enemy at the moment.
Right.
Okay.
I get there's
relationship issues, and I get the financial issues. Am I making sense?
Yep.
Okay. That's all going to change for you, but you're not going to see those changes until A, number one, you kind of get out of your own way. B, number two, you disconnect from people that are definitely toxic to you. And there's two people in particular I can pull out that I can, and then one is definitely male, one is definitely female, that are connected to you that are not conducive to you in any way, shape, or form, and this you already know. And number three, you have to change the way you think about the money in your life, because my dad had an expression and that he used to say to me as a kid, and I'm going to share it with you because I think it makes sense for you, but money burns a hole in your pocket, which means that the minute it comes in, you spend it and it goes out. And not that you don't need to spend it, we all need to spend money, but you have to look at it in a different perspective. And you're putting too much emphasis on the money and too much emphasis on the relationships. It's like you're focusing your attention on everything else outside of who Judy is. And this, for me, between now and the end of this year, this is when you've got to focus on you, what is best for you, what you need, what your needs are, because your needs have not been met in a better part of 20 years. Yes?
Probably.
Judy?
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And this is the time that you have to start focusing on yourself. And once you start healing some of those things, and again, I have to come in here with saying that there's relationship energy that's still attached to you that is from years past that you need to decord. We call it decord, disconnect. And you've got to let that go and move forward. There's some forgiveness energy in here. It's like, you know, I could go into an entire therapy session with you, but at the end of the day, you have this tremendous heart. You have this tremendous soul. You're very down to earth, but you're not walking your walk and talking your talk right now in this moment for me. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so now what's your question? Because I'm pretty sure I kind of covered you, but let's go.
I think you did cover me. I mean, I just feel weighted down with everything. I think sometimes I get, you know, I don't know where to start because I feel so weighted down.
I'm gonna give you a couple of tips to start, okay? and I want you to write this down. And if you can't remember, I'm sure Lynn will remind you. You need to get a notebook, a cheap, inexpensive notebook, and you need to do a forgiveness journal, because that's where a lot of your issues are coming from. It's from past relationships that there's forgiveness that needs to be addressed. You understand what I mean?
Yep.
Okay. So on one page, you're going to write down all the people that you know that you need to forgive for hurting you in whatever way, shape, or form. And you always start with yourself at the top of the list, because we always have to forgive ourselves, because none of us are perfect. And on this, on the
right.
flip side of that page, you're going to write your name again at the top of the list, and you're going to write down all the people that you feel that need to forgive you. Whether or not you directly or indirectly might have hurt someone and you're not sure, just include them on the list. And that's one way to start letting go of things that are weighing you down. You need to start journaling and writing down things that don't necessarily need to reside in your energy. It's very cathartic for you to end up writing. You actually, when you write, you're a good writer. I want to go back to 14, 15 years old with you. You know, you did really well writing. Very, very expressive for me with writing, and even in the music. You know, I kind of feel like I want to sit and say to you, like, you know, I can hang out with you and listen to a little Andre or a little Josh Groban, and that really makes your soul move. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So these are the things that you want to start doing for yourself. And let me just say to you, it's okay to let go of the old stuff, old friends, people, places. And let me just tell you things, because the way Spirit's given it to me is you're a collector. So what that says is, you know, there's an expression my nanny used to use. It's called tchotchkes. You've got too many tchotchkes. Mm-hmm. You know, you collect a lot of crap. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he does.
You can say,
oh, yeah. So what I'm telling you is a lot of this crap that you're collecting, even though you think at the moment it might be the end-all be-all, you know, somebody's junk, somebody else's gold mine, but for you, somebody else's junk is still your junk. You need to get rid of the things that you really don't need, and you need to kind of sort of feng shui your house a little bit, and you've got to feng shui your life a little bit. You've got to make those changes. I can see you doing that if you follow some of the steps I'm teaching you to do that. The forgiveness is tremendous with you. I can't stress that enough. This is part of where that heavy energy comes in for you. And it's interesting because, you know, even though people want to blame it on our periods, thanks, men, it has nothing to do with that. But that time of the month for you is even worse than usual, because you sit and you rethink everything through your head for the entire time you go through that cycle. And you've done it for for years now. You have to stop doing that. You have tremendous potential. You have, I'm telling you, you're a beautiful lady. You have to start believing what you look at in the mirror in the morning, and that's going to change a lot of the way that people, A, perceive you, and B, the way you perceive yourself. You know, there's an expression, you can't expect other people to love you if you don't love yourself first, and that's what I want to stress to you. You know, you have to realize that no matter what anybody's ever said to you, and let me just say to you that I keep feeling this very strong male energy and spirit that you've been yelled at a lot, you know, like an admonishment from a male to the female. I almost want to say either father or grandfather energy is who's giving me the information. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, I want to just go in here and say, number one, there's an apology coming through from Spirit for you, and I feel like, are you one of three children?
I'm one of four.
You're one of four, okay. Okay, so there's three plus you. Okay, that's fine. But I want to kind of go in here and say that out of all of them, on some level, you were the black sheep, and on the other hand, you were the scapegoat for everybody else growing up. And there's definitely some wronged energy, so there's some apologies coming through. But this has affected you your entire adult life. And this is what you now need to forgive and let go, because it's not who you are. But you've allowed it to define you for the better part of 20 years of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I'm not sure what that is.
I understand it.
Okay, Lyndon, you explain it to her when we get off the air, because some of it's very personal, and I honestly wouldn't go into what I'm looking at, but I will tell you that I could see that there is some abusive energy, and that's connected in here, and this is part of where the apology is coming from Spirit. You understand?
I understand. I'm her younger sister.
Okay.
So
does it make sense to you?
Oh, my
gosh.
Is this Lynn? And I just now connected Lynn and Jeannie. They went to school with me. Oh, my gosh. I haven't even heard from you guys forever in a day. Is that who you are? Is this from East Mecklenburg?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so Lynn, you understand that for her?
I understand it for her.
Okay. And for you, can I just tell you that... go ahead.
I would kind of like to know where I connect with her to help her more, because I'm a younger sibling.
You know, the interesting thing is it's the older siblings that kind of she was a scapegoat for on some level. And, you know, and I kind of feel like you were shielded, and this is where she kind of got, she took the brunt of and what I would consider some verbal abuse and, you know, some just some old-fashioned, you know, upbringing, which we know these days is not kosher, you know what I mean? So let me ask you, when's your birthday?
September 5th.
Lynn. Oh, well,
yes,
happy belated.
Excuse me?
Oh, so you're the Virgo here. You're cute.
Yes.
are you married?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Allie. I don't want to hear this. Yay.
What?
Okay.
Hard.
Okay, so do you have two children or is it Judy that has the two connected?
I have two children.
Okay, thank you. So here's the thing. You have one of each, a boy and a girl?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just tell you. The way that... Okay. And now, is your father passed over?
Yes.
Okay, so this has got to be your dad coming through. Because there's a lot of apology coming from him for a bunch of things, you know, and obviously it's being directed... you know, at Judy, but I can, you know, feel it for you. And so now that I know that you guys are connected, which is nice, so now it's like the round table of dead people hanging out. So with that, I'm going to say to you that you are also named after someone who's crossed over in spirit. So because I hear namesake with you. So it's either you or one of your children, but someone's named after somebody that's crossed over. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Both of my children
also,
are named.
Okay, it's interesting. Your daughter may look like you, but is nothing like you. Oh, my God.
Correct.
Complete and total, like, night and day, you two. And your son is actually like you and looks like your husband. So, and I keep feeling, and they keep calling him the boy. So is he the younger of the two?
Excuse me?
Is your son,
son the younger? Okay, because
yes,
they keep referring to him as the boy. When I hear it like that, that just tells me he's the younger of the two. And also when they refer to him as the boy, I kind of feel like I want to go energetically with him, like he's like a Peter Pan kind of a kid, you know, just very, almost like a retro 60s hippie kind of kid. Do you know what I'm saying?
Kind of.
Okay, wait, when is his birthday?
January 15th.
Okay, so he's
near
Capricorn.
Judy. Wow.
Is that also Capricorn?
Excuse me,
Allie? I'm not sure the astrology, but is he also a Capricorn?
Yes.
Okay, so again, I'm gonna stick to what I'm saying about his sort of 60 hippies, tree hugging. He's very down to earth. You know. Has his own mind, but he's not like, for me, I'm an Aries. I'm like really seriously thick-headed, but I'm cute. You know, I like his energy. I feel like he's very down to earth. I feel like some of his friends are a little too influential. But I kind of feel like he's young still. How old is he?
13.
Okay. So what I'm going to say to you is that while you watch him as he gets older, the influence of, like poetry or reading, different books, I kind of feel move him a little bit. There's, you know, music is connected with him a little bit. But also he has a tendency to sort of, what's the word I want to use here? Be sort of shy or coy is the way it comes across.
Yes.
He's not as outgoing as your daughter, right? When's her birthday?
Hers is January 28th.
She's a fish. Oh, no, Aquarius. Okay. So, yeah, I call everybody who's an Aquarius or a Pisces a fish because they're water signs. And again, I'm an Aries, so, you know, rams eat fish. I love it. Again, you know, she's definitely your polar opposite, which is kind of interesting. But she's, I want to just tell you, with both of these kids, you're not going to have to really worry about them. They actually have really good paths before them if they, you know, keep themselves straight. You understand what I'm saying? Your son, some of the friends your son has, I'm not too crazy about. Some of them are a little, I want to say backwards in their thinking, and that's due to their parents' thinking. That's one thing. With your daughter, is she 16?
Yes.
Okay. So, because I just heard she's sweet 16. So, so let me just say to this, that even though she kind of has that sort of, which is interesting, even though she's an Aquarius, she has a little bit of a rebellious energy with her. She's going to do quite well as she gets older. Again, providing that, you know, you guys just kind of, I know like me, I'm a young parent too. We want to be friends with our kids, but, and that's great, but I want you to just keep them focused on where they want to go and things that they want to do. And don't worry if they decide not to go to college or they want to kind of travel around or they want to do a few things. Both your kids are very open energy to me that way. Your daughter is actually a little empathic in terms of, she's a little moodier. You would think of it as being a little moodier than usual, but I really feel that she's very empathic in nature so that she's able to ascertain the way people feel and it affects her. You understand what I mean?
She's hyper-focused, I feel.
Yeah.
But I have to say for me with you, Lynn, that your concern really is with, you know, both of them. And can I just ask you, is there one more that's crossed over for you?
My father-in-law.
No, and I want to go here. There's a child also crossed over connecting to you. So I don't know if there was a miscarriage at some point.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I just want to give you that connection and honor that energy because they're coming through with that. And also, can I just say that somebody brought in two dogs connected to both you girls?
Yes.
Okay, so they're all here in spirit and they're surrounding both of you. And with Judy, too, there's a lot of love for her from spirit as it is for you. But on some level, you know, even though she might be older and you're the younger sister, there's a part of you that's almost more the mothering energy for her at the moment. And, you know, that's the thing is just allow yourself to talk and allow her to talk things out because there are things that your sister has never told anybody. Anybody. I mean, anybody. Okay? And those are the things that what I talked about with her that she needs to start healing. There's a lot of deep rooted energy with her. She's a beautiful young lady, beautiful soul for me, as you are. But, you know, you're a little different, you know. And even with you, you know, I get an empathic energy with you, which is why I think your daughter picks up on it. But for me, your kids are going to be, you know, good. I'm looking at them. If they're walking the same path, you know, and you just keep them in a line, or in alignment, I should say, they'll be fine. And then let me just go into your relationship with your husband. you guys are funny because do you guys still do like date night?
Yeah,
because I keep getting how cute you guys like do date night. Like once every couple of weeks, you make a date with each other. That I have to tell you, I have to applaud you because every couple should do date night, no matter how early, you know, newlyweds up until if you're married 50 something years. It helps to keep the relationship, you know, full of a little zest, a little, you know, a little kink, you know, whatever. But I like that energy with both of you. You know, for me, your husband comes across as a very deep thinker and a deep soul. Like there's a very soul to soul or even soulmate connection between you and him. And let me just say this. Did you meet him actually through another friend, a mutual friend of yours?
Yeah, I did.
Because they're saying it was a quote, and I'm giving it to you the way that Spirit's giving it to me. Do you remember the show with Chuck Woolery years ago called Love Connection?
Mm-hmm. I never saw that.
But they're making me feel like, you know, it was kind of almost love at first sight with the two of you. You know, like you guys are sort of like horn dogs, you know, which is nice. But interesting, let me just say this to you, that don't forget that there needs to be that communication, though, even though you have date night. Because there are things that bother you don't talk about either. Make sense?
He's like my best friend. He knows everything, though.
I
just wanted to say that.
Just always be open and honest with each other, because even something that might be very simple, you know, that may hurt your feelings and he may not be aware of it, just, you know, always know that you can speak very openly and frankly with each other. I actually like your relationship. I don't know. So where are you guys at? How long are you married?
19 years.
92. God bless.
Yeah, 19 years.
Okay, and then I want to give you also in here, they keep directing me to the number 6 connected to you, Lynn, which is either the month of June, a birthday, anniversary, or passing.
Thank you. It doesn't connect right now, but I'll write it down.
Okay. Either the month of June or the 6th day of a month, birthday, anniversary, or passing. And they're also, and I got to go back to Judy. And with Judy, I keep pulling in actually this month of October connected to you, or the 10th day of a month, birthday, anniversary, or passing.
Well, my dad's birthday was October. The man I've been involved with is October birthday.
Okay. Okay, so thank you. So that's just their way of letting you girls know that they're there and they're watching over. And also let me just say thanking people for their prayers and stuff. I kind of feel like... Were you guys both brought up, I guess, Christian in energy?
No.
What were you brought up?
Jewish.
Oh, okay, it's interesting. I'm gonna say to you that somewhere in your family lineage is some Christian. I don't think you're complete Jews. You guys should research your family tree, because I keep seeing a dove, which lets me know there's a Christian energy connected. And when I see my dad and my mom in spirit, that tells me that there's definitely somewhere in the back, because my dad was Christian and my mom is a Jew. Hello. So, you know, we like the Jewish girls. My nanny wanted me to marry a nice Jewish boy, but I didn't. I said I'm the only one that had a Jewish mother and a Lebanese dad, and I'm the only one that's broke.
Wow. Hey, I want to ask a question. Did Susan, my sister, give you the information that I gave her today?
Yeah.
Is this Judy and Lynn that I was talking to my sister Susan?
Yes.
Okay. So... I just want to ask, I asked Susan today that I kept picking up a black and white dog all around you, Lynn.
That's my dog.
The crossroads that we were talking about, I just wanted to say to Judy, you've been on my mind for quite a while, in and out, and I haven't talked to you in probably, 35 years?
I know. That's really why I called tonight, because...
Yeah?
No, because you're picking up... I'm just interested in the energy you're picking up about me.
Yeah, I shared it
with
my
sister. What did you pick up about the black and white dog?
But the black and white dog is just like, especially when you were growing up. It's just all around you. The black and white dog came through again in the dog you have it now. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that, Judy, I was talking to my sister Susan to tell her that she told me that you were at a crossroads, and that's what I was seeing when I was telling your sister Lynn. And that you have a major decision to make. Is that true?
You know, I do. I think I have several major decisions to make, but yes, I do.
And that the thing is that you feel like that you might make the wrong decision because you're so hard on yourself, and that you and that you are extremely perfectionistic inside yourself, but you don't let the outside world stay perfectionistic. You don't, like Allie said, you don't take care of yourself with giving yourself attagirls, or you know what I mean. One of the things I like to call carrying other people's crap around is the vehicle of karma. It's like you carry, they dump it on you, and then they leave. They don't think nothing of it. And you carry it around and carry it around and mull over it and dwell on it, try to figure it out and lull over it. And that's what I feel is pulling you downward, you know, like a downward spiral. But you can stop it right now. It's a full moon tonight, right? And, we can just stop it at the moment and just go forward. With you pulling up the different challenges that you've got facing you, it's like I see great things happening. I see wonderful things happening. And I know Susan spilled you in with what I was picking up today when she took me to the hospital for my thyroid. And I hope that it was on target for you both.
She actually didn't. I didn't talk to her. I tried to call her, but so I didn't know what you said today.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just pulling up that it's the black and white dogs just everywhere. Like Allie picked up the animals, but I'm gonna let Allie continue talking because my throat hurts real bad to talk from having the needle biopsies I had done today. So
I hope everything's okay, Kathy. My thoughts are with you.
Well, thank you so much. I'm sure they are. Allie reassured me of that, too. But it's still a pain to have to, you know, go through it. But it hurts. It's like a big, deep bruise. But, Allie, you have anything else to share? It's good to know who I was connecting with on air, Allie and Judy and Lynn, because it was like, I know this. I know these people. But I, you know, haven't talked to you guys in so long.
We
appreciate you taking the time with us.
Was there anything, Lynn, in particular you wanted to ask me before we hang up?
Not on air. Not on air, but I've enjoyed taking all the information.
Well, you're very welcome, and just acknowledge and I can't stress enough the apologies being acknowledged from Spirit. That's very important.
Did you give out your webpage for them, Allie?
Are you girls on Facebook?
Lynn is.
I am.
Okay, well, you can find me on Facebook. It's pretty easy. It's facebook.com/ Allie Cheslick. Fans, that's the fan page. Cheslick, girls. Cheslick. You can find me on Facebook, and you can add me on Facebook. And if you want to send me a private message on Facebook with your question, I'll be more than happy to answer it.
I appreciate that very much. Hugs to both of you.
You're
guys.
Very welcome.
Over. Very comforting to hear.
But I'm telling you, I don't care how Jewish your girls are, there's still some Christian in your family background. Look it up.
Interesting.
It's not a terrible thing. Hello, look at me.
You've got several calls left, Allie, if you want to try to take them before the hour's
over.
Yeah,
Christian marriages,
no problem.
Do Christian marriages count as part of being Christian?
Absolutely. There's always a Christian.
Okay.
I said there's a Christian connection.
Because both of us have been married before to Christian people before.
Okay.
So
that's okay. That's cool.
We definitely
your girls are good.
Our family.
Thank you for letting me share your family and Spirit, and I thank them and thank you ladies for calling in. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless
Thank
both
you.
Of you.
Good night.
Talk
Good night.
Hopefully
God
we connect.
Bless. Good night.
Keep up with me. And keep up with Allie. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to an area code 618 in Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 618. You're on the air. Area code 618. They disconnected.
Maybe they just want to listen.
They just disconnected. Okay, you've got a 908 area code. Hello, 908. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm James.
Hi, James.
I guess you could give me, do I have to ask a question?
Well, it would be preferable since we only have about 10 or 12 minutes left, but where are you calling from?
New Jersey, and my question, I guess, is about love. I was wondering when you see me meeting, being with the right person, or anything else you want to add?
Okay, so here's the interesting thing. You've been in and out of, can I just say some very odd relationships in the last 4.5 years?
Yes.
And what I want to say to you is you've got 2 full years ahead of you before you find that ultimate, very soul-to-soul relationship you're looking for. And I think that's a good thing. Actually, I think part of the reason that I feel that you're sort of free-floating at the moment is because there's things that you're working on for yourself. I get your career is very important to you.
I don't
have a career?
No.
Okay. What are you doing?
Right now, kind of like I'm on Social Security.
Okay, but I keep feeling, when's your birthday? Because I keep feeling you've got a very artistic flair in terms of being creative.
May 1st.
So when's your birthday?
May 1st.
So what is that? You're a Taurus, right?
Yes.
Ooh, another bull. We like the thick-headed ones. okay, so you're getting Social Security disability, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's interesting because I understand the disability energy, but it's not going to keep you from being A, number one, sociable, and B, from having something that you can either work from home or something you can be creative. I kind of feel like there's an energy flow for you of writing, and also, it's kind of funny, but, and I don't know if this will make sense to you, but I keep looking at you as like a kid putting together, do you remember like the popsicle sticks and you can make all kinds of weird things out of them?
Oh, yeah. You know what? To be honest with you, I used to love taking those Legos and building buildings.
Yeah, so I kind of see that you've definitely got a creative energy for me. I think that you have an opportunity to maybe even do some work from home or connect to other people. I really feel like you've got a really strong vibe. What do you do artistically? That for me is really vibing with me right now.
Well, I used to write, but actually I went to my church has this conference and I have this nice big notebook, and it doesn't. When I went to the conference, it just inspired me to write. And when I was done writing, I wrote like 40 pages.
Yeah,
of what
you,
I
and
heard.
That's again what I'm saying. You're that artistic energy, that writing for you is very, very powerful. And you've had some very profound experiences. Even from being a young boy, and I want to go 8, 9 years old. Straight up until, your early 20s. So, are you in your 40s now?
Well, don't pull me up that old.
Okay, you're late 30s?
Yeah, my late 30s.
Okay. I got to tell you, though, when you get into your 40s, things are going to be real different for you. It's a positive. Are you 37?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So here's the thing for me. When you hit 40, life's going to be very, very different for you, and you're going to be in a completely different energy than you're sitting in now. And a part of that has to do with you being a little more sociable, you writing. Writing is your key. You have the capability of actually writing your story and writing even a book energy-wise that would garner a lot of attention. You have a very interesting background, and I'm not going to get into it on the air, but I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Okay, so that in and of itself is an amazing story. And you should be proud of yourself for a lot of what you've been through. Not everybody can live what you've lived through and still get on the phone.
I have one quick question. I'm sorry. Is my health going to... I have some health issues in the last couple of weeks.
Yes. Okay, wait. Don't say another word. What I'm going to tell you is take some of the medication that the doctors want you to take. It's not life-threatening. I don't feel it as being life-threatening for you, but what I will tell you is there are also holistic alternatives I would like you to look into. I think part of it is, A, let's face it, you don't really sleep correctly, you're not eating right, and you sure as heck don't drink enough water. So,
okay.
So these are the things. Look at...
Wow. How'd you know that?
Do Western medicine and Eastern medicine combined, and I'm telling you, you're going to start feeling much better.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you for calling.
How did you know that?
Gotta ask God. Only He knows. But God bless you. You're a good guy. I like your energy. I wish you very well. And remember what I said, 40 is going to be an amazing year for you. And 2 years is when you're going to find that relationship you've been looking for. And get rid of the last 4.5 years. You don't need that garbage in your life.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. God bless you, sweetheart.
Sorry,
James. You too. God bless you.
James, I just want to thank you for calling in. And I am just really happy to have Allie on to do a lot of talking tonight. She's wonderful, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great night.
You as
well.
You too. Allie, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my throat is killing me right now. I hate to be a complainer.
Well, a little throat code tea will help that.
Yeah. I mean, it feels so bruised and, it's like I got strep throat or something. I don't know, but
It'll take about a week. It'll go away, Kathy.
Shut up that long. I thought tomorrow.
Yeah, no. It's going to take a little bit of about a week. I had the same procedure done.
It took about
a week, but by Sunday, you'll start feeling a little bit better. And you just, I mean, come on, you know how to meditate. You got to just meditate.
That's
and
what
your
I do.
Energy.
Is, yes, for real.
Right. You just want to meditate and get your energy and your vibration up a little bit. And really, seriously, if you don't have any throat coat, I love throat coat. I love that tea.
I've got the mint teas. It's all the different mints, and that's helping a lot. But
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, it's getting worse as the hours come.
It's because the later at night it gets, the worse it gets. So when you get up in the morning, and don't drink any orange juice for a couple of days because it'll just irritate your throat a little bit. So just kind of, be good to your throat, be good to your voice, but it'll pass. It'll be fine. You're okay. I don't really see anything major with you. Not more than what we've talked about privately. So
yeah, I mean, it was really neat to watch on the TV thing that they had today, but it was really good to get it over and done with.
Yeah, and don't forget to always shield and protect yourself.
Yeah, I've been doing that more often.
Yeah, we all have to because there's a lot of not so nice energy, tracing through the atmosphere these days. So
yeah, do you want to give a little bit of input on that, if you will, to the
People talk about light workers and dark workers and all that other stuff. And the end of the day is when people are working for the greater good of humanity, you know, they don't go around bragging about it on different radio shows or Twitter or MySpace or Facebook. You know, their work speaks for itself. They don't have to parade themselves around like they're the end-all be-all, because at the end of the day, they're not infallible, just like anybody else. You know, everybody's infallible. I don't care who you are. And the simple fact is, we have these expressions and they're there for a reason. You know, the biggest one I can say is do unto others as you would have done unto you. And so, if you're going to start preaching to the choir or, you know, preaching to people, then you need to walk your walk and talk your talk. With that said, there are people that, just are not in the positive light, or there's a lot of jealousy going around. There's a lot of different types of energies, and it's not like they haven't always been around for centuries on end. But at the end of the day, you know, this is not about any one of us individually. This is about all of us collectively. And as a community of metaphysical practitioners and healers and different, you know, various healing modalities, this is the time that we need to come together as a community and really stand apart from even lay people that don't understand that they even have their own intuition and, you know, help those people understand that you are not the sum of your physical body, number one. And number two, none of us are junk. God doesn't make any junk. You know, God doesn't do ugly. People do ugly. And you have to remember that. And, you know, if what somebody says to you or you hear on a radio show or on a TV show or wherever at a lecture, you know, if it doesn't resonate with you, there's a reason for it. And it doesn't mean that they're a bad person or that it's just that, you know, you take what works for you and what doesn't, you put it to the side. And if at some point in the future you can assimilate the information into your life and it then works for you, that's great. And if it never works for you, that's okay too. You know, we're all individual and on some level. And on the other hand, we're all collectively, you know, equal to each other. So no one is better than anyone else. Everybody's just at a different level and in a different phase and in a different energy. And, you know, when someone's working in a vibration of real love and light, you know, because a lot of people hate the whole love and light thing, but I think it gets misconstrued and I think it gets misused or applied improperly. You know, it's when we talk about love, it's the love of God, the creator, the universal energy. And the light we talk about is the light of the Holy Spirit, you know, the light of God, you know, the light of the angels, whatever the light is, it's always a light.
A lot of people always say love and light, but it's love and light. That's what I've always seen it as. Love is in the light.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. It's, you know,
yeah.
it's that's the light that we talk about. We're not talking about a light bulb, people. Hello.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking about, you know, the light of love, the light of God. I mean, at the end of the day, who doesn't want to have somebody that they're in love with? Who doesn't want to have people that love them? We all do. I mean, there's not one person I know on this planet that couldn't benefit from being or feeling or having love in their life. So, you know, when you...
And also,
you know,
get an individuality instead of other people's identity. That is a strong point. Learn
yeah.
who you are. Learn what you are and share it and openly share it. Don't feel ashamed of what you're thinking and feeling. You got to throw it out there to others to know that you're on track. And it's like my sister said, if you get with another person that is like you, that can shine you and make you shine, and then you learn from them from that shine, and then they learn from you from your shine, then that's a bright light.
And that's just it. You know, I always say, you know, one of my favorite movies is E.T., and one of my favorite songs from that movie is Neil Diamond's, you know, Turn On Your Heart Light. You know, this is when we have to turn on our heart lights and we have to show our love and our compassion and our understanding. And we may not, you know, here's the thing is you don't have to like everybody, but you absolutely have to love everybody, in my opinion. And, you know, you don't have to even agree with everybody, but you have to respect people. You know, I can respect somebody, you know, because of who they are and what they do. Do I have to like them or agree with what they do or say? Absolutely not. That doesn't mean I think any less of them. It's just not in my energy to agree or, you know, stand for what they're standing for. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
it's
you know,
like
you have
I always
to...
say, it's like my favorite thing when my dad passed, I heard, listen with your heart and not your mind. Your mind is made of all the people, places, and things along the way since birth. And I know that took me a long time to understand, and it's written on our hearts. You know, I saw that in the Bible of Romans, I think it was 3:13, but it just goes to show you if we have our hearts right and our minds right and don't let the one outweigh the other, but keep them balanced, then everything will be fine. And not worry. Mama says, don't worry. Worry's like a rocking chair. It gets us nowhere. So just stay.
And the other thing I want to say before we go up the air is, and I love this from St. Matthew 21:22, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive.
Ask, receive, seek, find, knock, and the door will be open. And with that, Allie, we've bridged wisdom this evening, and I appreciate you being on this bright